Chapter 53. Rita Fiore's office offered a long view of the South Shore. "Ms. Fiore will be right with you," the secretary said and left. Jesse looked at the South Shore for a short while until Rita came in wearing a red suit and sat behind her desk. "Wow," she said. "A coat and tie." "Trying to fit in," Jesse said. "You talked to your private eye?"
"I did," Rita said.
She took a notebook from her middle drawer and opened it and thumbed through some pages.
"He gave me what he had."
"Didn't I run into him once?" Jesse said.
"Working on something in paradise?"
"I think so," Rita said. "Him and a terrifying black guy."
"Well, terrifying is one description," Rita said.
"Toothsome would be another."
Jesse smiled.
"What did he tell you?"
he said.
Rita looked at her notes.
"They wanted to know if he could find a person and track his movements."
Rita paused and studied her notes a moment.
"I hate my handwriting," she said.
"And he said, you want someone followed, and they said mostly they wanted to know where someone had been in the last few months.
And he said that was possible. Who did they have in mind?"
Rita looked up and smiled.
"Then they ran into a snag," Rita said.
"The girls didn't want to tell him who."
"Whose movements they wanted him to discover?"
"That's right."
She returned to her notes and studied them for a moment.
"He said that it would be difficult to trace someone's movements if he didn't know who they were, and he told me, they acted like they hadn't thought of that. He told me, they kept looking at each other and silently agreeing that they couldn't give the name. So he declined the employment offer. He claims, graciously."
"They give him any clue where he was supposed to look?"
Jesse said.
"Miami and Boston," she said.
Rita looked at her notes.
"Miami or Boston," she said.
"Or travel between."
"Jesus Christ," Jesse said.
Rita waited. Jesse didn't say anything.
"I would guess," Rita said after a time of silence, "that I have provided you a clue."
"Yes," Jesse said.
They were quiet again.
Then Rita said, "I would guess that you are not going to share it with me."
"Also true," Jesse said.
"Because?"
"Because you are the best criminal defense lawyer in the state," Jesse said. "And you might end up defending someone I want convicted."
"Are you suggesting I would take unfair advantage of our, relationship?"
"Yes,"
Rita smiled.
"Well, of course," she said.
"What are you going to do now?"
"I'm going to call Kelly Cruz," Jesse said.
"Who's Kelly Cruz?"
"Somebody I'm going to call," Jesse said.
Jesse stood. Rita stared at him for a moment.
"If I'd known you were like this," she said, "I'd never have bopped your socks off."
Jesse grinned at her.
"Yeah," he said, "you would have."
And they both began to laugh.